State lawmakers will meet for their 60-day session beginning next Tuesday. One item they will likely deal with is Amendment 1, passed by voters in 2014. The amendment requires the state to set aside money for land and water conservation. But as WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, lawmakers and state officials can't seem to figure out just how to spend that money.
Early in 2015, three adventurers walked, hiked, and kayaked 1,000 miles from the headwaters of the Everglades across the Panhandle to the Alabama state line. Their goal, to bring attention to the need to protect Florida's remaining natural lands before they're paved over. Tampa photographer Carlton Ward Jr. spoke about the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition's mission while paddling a protected stretch of river near Pensacola.
While we're out here, state lawmakers are in session, and I can't help but think that there's still not enough appreciation and emphasis on protecting these remaining wild places, because in the next few years, if we don't make some moves, some of these connections are gone.
Lawmakers are soon back in session, but have they really made any moves to protect these wild areas? Republican David Simmons is a state senator from Altamont Springs.
We don't need to just go out and buy a bunch of land, because it happens to be money available to do that. What we want to know is 20 years from now, we can look and we can tell our children, our grandchildren, that we solved the problem for the preservation and the restoration of our resources.
What solving the problem actually means depends on who you talk to. Three-quarters of the state's voters approved Amendment 1 in 2014 that mandated one-third of taxes collected on real estate transactions, known as dock stamps, go to the State Land Acquisition Trust Fund. It would be used to acquire, restore, improve, and manage conservation lands. That could mean as much as $300 million would be available in the upcoming fiscal year. Governor Scott has requested a budget that would include only $63 million for the land acquisition program Florida Forever. But he also wants $50 million to help maintain the state's natural springs and another $10 million to give matching grants to local communities for land buying. Last year, Simmons said lawmakers are meeting the requirements of Amendment 1.
I can tell you that the senators with whom I have spoken believe very strongly that we're going to comply with not only the letter, but the spirit of this constitutional amendment. And there will need to be a nexus between the preservation and improvement of our environment, particularly our water resources.
In December, State Representative Gail Harrell of Stewart and incoming Senate President Joe Negron filed bills to funnel $200 million annually from Amendment 1 to restore the Florida Everglades and nearby waterways in central and southern Florida. That's 25% of the money expected to flow from Amendment 1. But what about the other 75% for everything north of the Everglades? Environmentalists say the pot of money that voters wanted used to preserve land is being eyed for everything from water projects to beach renourishment.
We need to have a blueprint, really, for the entire state.
Mallory Likes-Dimmitt organized the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition.
It's not just the Everglades, which are critically important, the largest restoration project in the world, but also it's important in the Suwannee River watershed. It's important in Northwest Florida. It's important in Northeast Florida. And we can show projects that are on the Florida Forever list that are waiting for funding and approvals in every part of the state.
She says there are other options besides outright purchase of land. Florida Forever funds can also buy what are called conservation easements.
There's a large number of willing landowners who are looking for this kind of funding to stay as a landowner. They will continue the upkeep, the maintenance of the land, but you're guaranteeing that for the future, that doesn't become more intensive development.
Several environmental groups last year sued the state, saying lawmakers used Amendment 1 money for salaries and operating expenses. A Tallahassee judge in December rejected part of the lawsuit, but he may have the final say on what lawmakers can and cannot do with the money. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.